Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show, the most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Keep listening to the Roman Show.
Thanks,
check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolfoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet today. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolfoRoman.com. That's RodolfoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolfoRoman.com. You have a business? But all right, everyone. Welcome to The Roman Show on this special, very special Valentine's edition as we are on live at 2 o'clock Eastern Time, which is something rare for us. But just like something rare, today we have a very special show as we will have as our guest Short Sleeve Samson of Micro Championship Wrestling and president of Major League Wrestling Court, who's going to be calling us and telling us about MLW. And well, there's a lot of fans who want to see and talk about this promotion, so he's going to tell us a little bit about it. But today is Valentine's Day. So with that being said, I'd like to wish every single one out there happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to my girlfriend Catherine Jorns, if you're listening. And being that it is Valentine's Day, we're going to have a lady as a co-host today because Stephen Cage has been banned from the program today. So my special co-host today is Lorraine. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, Lorraine. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Roman Show as you will serve as our special guest co-host. We are thrilled to have you. You feeling a little butterflies there?
Yeah, I have a little. But I think I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. You've been listening to the show several times. We appreciate their follow-ups. And guys, you want to call in and wish your Valentine happy Valentine's Day, then head on over to Twitter and tweet us at RomanDH, or you can call us live at 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. And guys, originally we are on every single Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m., but today is just one of those special days. Let's take a quick phone call here as we await the message, the phone call of Quartz. Caller, you're on the air of the Roman Show. Caller? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air of the Roman Show.
Hi, Mr. Roman. It's Elena Knockout.
Lorraine, hey, how are you? You'd like to wish happy Valentine's Day to your significant other or friend?
Well, yeah, I'd like to wish a happy Valentine's Day to Bill, who is my fiancé, and also to you and everyone listening. And I just wanted to say congratulations to my mom for being the special co-host today.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thanks so very much. And I know she's going to be a great co-host today. Thank you so very much. And guys, Lorraine, I don't know if you saw it yourself, but we had a great article this past week featuring the Roman Show and the Miami Herald down here in South Florida. And we are thrilled because of that, getting us some exposure. And Lorraine, I think we just have a Court on the line for Major League Wrestling. Caller, you on the air?
Hey, how's it going? It's Court.
Hey, Court, how are you? From Major League Wrestling President, you're on with my special co-host today, Court, since it is Happy Valentine's Day, Ms. Lorraine, who's going to be helping me out here today. Court, thanks so much for taking some time and helping us out. Major League Wrestling, a big promotion, and we spoke to yesterday, actually, that the most shocking thing was, Court, that you started MLW at only 22 years old.
Yeah, I was a young guy right out of college, started it, and it was pretty crazy how it was a very interesting learning experience in terms of learning the wrestling business and really being responsible for running everything from TV production to event operations to branding to just being the president of a maybe the third largest wrestling company in the U.S. at the time, with TV and everything internationally. From 22 to 24, that was my thing. So, yeah, it was a big deal for me.
Wow. And what led you to start MLW? Because this was at a time when WCW, WWE, ECW were all making a big name, and in came MLW, who kept that kind of ECW type of wrestling and brought all these type of different style of wrestling, combined it, and brought a different form of entertainment. But, I mean, it took a lot of guts to take a promotion during that time where the WWE was hot, was sizzling at that time.
Yeah, I mean, well, there was only WWE. TNA was just starting. They didn't have Spike at the time. They were just, I think they might have just been on pay-per-view. And I just felt there was an interesting opportunity to get in there and provide fans with a different type of product that was a little bit more all-encompassing of the styles out there, from Lucha Libre. And we brought in the best from down in Mexico, from La Parca to Super Crazy. To Puerto Rico, we brought in Primo Colón, Carlito's brother, who Primo's now half of the WWE Tag Champions. Mm-hmm. To Japan, we brought our champion with Satoshi Kojima at one point. We had Vampiro coming in from Mexico. We had guys from Canada. You know, the Hart family came down, Teddy Hart, Harry Smith, David Hart Smith, I guess, as he was called in WWE. Tyson Kidd. Was at MLW, so we had a ton of guys, you know, and it was a really interesting kind of melting pot, and that's what we kind of marketed as, hybrid wrestling, kind of like one style versus another style, kind of similar to the early days of UFC. You know, you put a hardcore guy like Sabu in there against La Parca, and you see what happens. We had some crazy matches, some classics like Sabu and La Parca with Sabu, you know, stabbing him in the face, ripping off the mask. But yet they would mix it up and do lucha stuff, and it was just a really cool kind of crossroads promotion. And my goal is to give that to the fans for not a ton of money, but for like, you know, $10 general admission tickets, you know, $25 ringside tickets. I believed in value and giving fans not just an alternative, but an economical alternative. And to be able to do that and have Joey Styles manning the broadcast booth, I thought was a pretty unique product. I thought we were pretty successful for when we did it.
Yeah, and Corey, you had also some other guys. You had the CM Punk, Terry Funk,
right.
Sanjay Dutt. Shane Douglas was at one point one of your champions. Steve Corino was in there too. I mean, big, huge names. Some of these guys, it seemed like you guys pretty much were the launch to their success. I mean, you gave them this arena to perform their skills and sharpen their performances. And then look at him now. So what goes through your mind when you see a CM Punk right now in the WWE as a World Heavyweight Champion?
I think it's great. I think he's very deserving, you know, and it's fascinating. It's like, to me, it's like these guys should have been there a while ago. And to say they're here, they're in 2012, well, I kind of think they should have been there, you know, by 2006, 2008. CM Punk hasn't, you know, evolved that radically to, you know, justify getting that push finally in 2011. He was there in 2006, you know. He was a very polished, very refined wrestler. And personality, and, you know, it's just, you know, the system there is a little bit slower to get those guys up and running. But, yeah, we had guys like Brian Danielson. We had, you know, Chris Hero, who just signed with WWE. He's now in developmental, so he was with MLW back in 2004. So, you know, some of my guys haven't even yet broken through, and I think guys like Chris Hero will do tremendous for the company. So it's really cool to see them. You know, it's a nice legacy to have, to see a lot of these guys that started out with me go on to incredible feats and succeeded. You know, Umaga, for example, was a character I created while I was working with WWE. Maybe people don't know, but I was a WWE writer and executive and producer for about, you know, from 2005, 2006, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And Umaga was a guy that worked in MLW during his time off from WWE. And then we worked again together at WWE, and I created the character, and everything about that character was pretty much my doing. So to be able to see and work with these guys in two different companies, so many of them, and see them realize their goals and dreams, and also be able to do that myself was a really intriguing, very unique journey.
And Court, do you think there'll ever be a time when we will see that sort of wrestling return back to the States? Japan has their kind of style of having it, but the whole extreme hardcore, it seems to be nothing but more of a distance. I know there's a company in California who has something compared to ECW, but not quite. You think that we'll ever get to see this as the fans that grew up in the Attitude Era?
Yeah, I don't think you can go back. I mean, I think it would look pretty... I think people have tried it and they haven't succeeded, and there's a reason why. I think time kind of moves on. I don't think there's a demand for it. You know, people don't want to see guys get concussions and, you know, just take, you know, 10 staples to close a wound, because there's a better way to do the craft. There's a better way to give fans an incredible return on their money. You know, whether it's, you know, like we saw a few weeks ago, Brian Danielson versus CM Punk or Daniel Bryan. You know, that was a great match for what it was and the time restraints they had. I thought they did a great job, and I don't think you need to, like, go out there with a cheese grater and smash someone. I mean, I don't want to see it. To me, I would go out of my way to avoid that in terms of as a fan, as a viewer, to watch something like that. You know, I hope that in, you know, 2012, 2014, whenever it is, we look in the crystal ball and we see, you know, the evolution of what wrestling can be come to fruition. I think Lucha Libre is something that could explode still in the U.S. It showed potential in the 90s. I think AAA would do very well up in the States with an exploding Hispanic demographic and population. I think there's a lot of interesting opportunity for a company that presents wrestling in a different way but is open to other styles, like AAA has always been. They had guys like, you know, Chris Benoit and Chris Jericho in their company in the 90s, doing crazy stuff along with Eddie Guerrero and Art Barr. I think a company like that could be huge over here if they ever had an opportunity to break out. That's what I think could be, you know, an interesting opportunity for fans and for me as a fan. So you just never know, you know. And sometimes in the darkest hour, you find the greatest opportunities. And, you know, wrestling's, you know, has its ups and downs right now, but you never know what's around the corner. You never know.
And quote, what happened to MLW? What happened to as far as why did the company just stop producing shows?
Well, I had a partner that was also investing in this company. He had to pull out due to other circumstances, and I was looking for other partners, and guys like Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins almost came in. Rockstar Entertainment, that produces Grand Theft Auto, also almost came in. But timing is everything, and the timing just didn't work out where we could get something locked in and pull the trigger and keep this thing afloat. And I never wanted to be a guy that, you know, paid the wrestlers in dreams and promises only to break them and have checks bounce. I never was that guy. And everyone would always tell you I was a very honorable promoter, very honorable booker and matchmaker. And if I gave you my word, word was my bond, and you never had a problem. No one ever missed a payday. No one ever missed, had to tell their family they couldn't pay for something because of me, because I felt responsible. I had an obligation to the talent, to my production team, to my office, and I wasn't going to tell them, I'm going to miss that check. I'll get you next month, when I had no guarantees, and so I wanted to do the responsible thing, and I was real. If this wasn't going to be able to stay afloat, if all my other opportunities to keep this thing afloat weren't playing out as I had hoped, then I got to do the toughest decision, and we got to eat the poisonous pill and put it to sleep, and that's what we did. But there we are, 8 years later now, and people are still talking about it. We're still talking about it, and it's a really interesting thing if you look at it in the long term and looking back and how it's held up.
So tell us about MLW.com. I mean,
right.
You told me that MLW is not going to come back. You're not trying
no.
to bring it back, although the DVDs exist out there. People can see it. But
right.
then you have MLW Radio, a podcast, and you have
right.
the website, and you have the Facebook. So what exactly is going on with Major League Wrestling right now? What are you trying to establish right now?
Well, what I did find in the last year or two when I jumped on Facebook and Twitter and talking with a lot of fans, so many of them talk about my times at WWE. But a lot of them were also wanted to talk about MLW and were dropping by and leaving some pretty sweet and pretty cool feedback. And that got me thinking, well, I didn't realize there was a lot of fans that really still were interested in talking about it, interested in and had fond memories of it to that level. So I said, maybe there's something we can do on the side to kind of provide the fans with a hub to jump on and create some sort of community where they can all get together and the wrestlers can interact and, we can do some pretty cool things. I reacquired the MLW archives. I had always owned the MLW trademark and most of the assets, but I did sell the library for a period of time, and I reacquired that about a year and a half ago. And so now I have an opportunity to take that library and give it to the fans, because a lot of fans have never seen CM Punk outside WWE. Or haven't seen, even Samoa Joe wrestled for MLW, and he wrestled Mike Awesome, I think, once. So we can do a lot of cool things and give the fans a lot of interesting different matches and content that they may have not had access to before. And so right now, digitizing that content, we're going to do a lot of cool things. We have the MLW Radio, where we talk to all the wrestlers that were in MLW, as well as some other interesting people down the road. We've already done shows with Steve Corino, Sanjay Dutt. We have one coming up with All Japan Pro Wrestling's Tai Okea, who wrestled a few events for MLW. So it's a really interesting mix. And as MLW.com launches its full digital presence, it hopefully will be a portal for fans, for wrestlers, for just everyone just to check it out and interact with each other. And there'll be some cool bells and whistles and stuff. So, maybe we'll end up doing some cool stuff with merchandise too. We'll see. We're still working on those deals. So, it's a passion project. It's a side project for me. It's not a primary thing I'm doing. Night in, night out, day in and day out. But it's something that I like. I think it's something that will be rewarding, not just for me but for fans. So it's a cool little thing on the side.
That's perfect. And if we can help out any way, please let us know.
Definitely, definitely.
Lorraine, you have a question for Court.
Yes, actually I do. I wanted to know how hard it actually is to actually rewrite a storyline at the last moment.
At the last minute, you don't really do the rewriting. You kind of work it out in your head. You hopefully have someone to collaborate with. Hopefully the talent has some good ideas. If a guy like Vince McMahon says, he wants to change his mind on who's going into this match. I mean, I've literally had it where 1 week Matt Hardy, for example, was supposed to go out and wrestle someone. Vince changed it. He was wrestling all of a sudden Mr. Kennedy, Ken Anderson in TNA, I guess now. And the finish was totally reversed, and the other guy went over, and you just kind of have to ad-lib and be fast on your feet. And in those situations, you got to do what you got to do, but it's very difficult, it's very challenging, and it does impact, your long-term plans if you do have long-term plans. I've also had it where guys get literally injured before I've had, a match or something like that, or in a match, and that's caused, like when I was running MLW, you know, a wrestler got injured during a match, but we already had done pre-tapes for the next few weeks of TV setting up his next match, but there was no way he could do it, so we had to retroactively figure out what to do on the fly before the end of the night to fill those that time on the TV for the next few weeks. So you learn to ad lib and improvise and be, you know, not always set in your way if there's something that comes up that you just can't, you know, avoid changing.
That is amazing. Okay. Lorraine, you have another one?
Yes. What are your aspirations, if you have any, for the future?
Right now I'm working on something with MTV, so I'm fingers crossed that thing takes off, and just interested in doing more projects outside of wrestling and MMA. I've done some stuff in wrestling and MMA for a big chunk of my career, so now I'm enjoying expanding and doing other things, and just to continue doing that would be very cool.
Oh, I wish you the best on that.
Go ahead, Lori. We have one more?
What advice would you give to someone who was interested in getting into a career like yours?
In terms of TV production or in terms of wrestling and MMA, which side? Because I've had a kind of a weird career.
Either one, pick one.
In terms of wrestling, I'll give that because it's kind of the topic, I guess, is that, you know, you always start at the bottom, you know, and it's better to be seen than heard initially. And as prove you can work hard, you hopefully can pick the brains of some people that have been around, that have a good track record. I was able to do that with guys like Terry Funk and Dusty Rhodes and the Samoans and Gary Hart. And so it certainly helped. I mean, I always did that and I always kept learning and I never felt like I knew it all. And to this day, whatever I do, I never feel like, you know, I know it all. I keep asking people, keep learning, keep challenging myself to up my game. And I guess that's the best thing to do is just continually try to pick up something new.
And Court, what do you see wrestling right now? Some people say that it is, some people say it doesn't, but it seems that MMA has kind of taken most of the limelight. But do you see that WWE, as far as the sports entertainment, does it have the same power it once had, wrestling? And do you think it will again evolve at one point later on?
You never know what's on the horizon. I think we're coming off an incredible, incredible surge in popularity with mixed martial arts and the UFC brand specifically. I think, you know, 2012 to 2014, 2015, something like that, you're going to see probably UFC kind of dip down a little bit in terms of popularity and what they're tracking at, you know, in terms of being a buzz sport, buzz brand. Will WWE rise up and kind of dust itself off and be that big power that they were back in the day? They'll always be around. I don't know if they'll ever, you know, leap out in the next few years, just because it's kind of been a very schizophrenic company in terms of how they present their shows and booking. But you never know. You never know who's going to come around the corner. If Viacom decides they want to do something a little bit grander than what they're doing right now with Spike, that could be a huge game changer. You just never know who's going to be around the corner, what's going to be around the corner, or if it just kind of goes out and ultimately WWE is the only company in the game and they just always will produce that 2-hour show or 4 hours of TV a week and keep chugging away. It's very hard to look in the crystal ball and see what's up. But wrestling has the advantage in terms of being able to predict their future a lot better than MMA can, because of the injuries, because of the inability to, you know, manipulate the finishes of the fights. Wrestling in theory should have the upper hand, but the booking has been so poor that they actually really been handcuffing themselves. So you just don't know what's going to happen. I think the biggest challenge on the horizon is going to be what happens the day that Vince McMahon steps down or is no longer the decision maker. And then we'll see what wrestling's future is going to be at the major league level.
And Court, the one final question, what would you say? There's a lot of promoters down here in South Florida, some new, some old in the game. What would you suggest to some of these newcomers, and what would you suggest to those who have been in the business and they get about maybe 50 people, 100 people at these events? What is your advice to them?
I mean, you know, you know, you got to know where you are in the pecking order. You got to know what you're trying to do. You got to understand what you're trying to sell fans on, and you got to know what you're you have to have a pretty good eye for talent, you know. You can't look at this as a social thing and book your friends. You got to book the best possible talent you have available to you. You have to make the most of what you got, and you have to make it stand out from everyone else. And you can't get so bogged down in the fact that some guy's running 15 minutes from you and you're going to go into a war like it's Turner versus Vince, because it's really not. And it's a very myopic way of looking at things. So if you can just focus on your own product and get it to be as different as and as interesting as possible, you might have a crack at it. It's just, you know, it's so hard to break through, especially if you don't have considerable capital to make it go. If you do, you can, you know, but that's the big thing for people, I think, to realize, is that you got to know your role and know what your limitations are and be able to dance around those and present the best product you can in spite of that. And that's always going to be the toughest challenge for everyone as a promoter.
Great. Well, Court, thanks so much for coming on the show. And check out MLW.com. You can check out the podcast. As you had mentioned, you had Steve Corino there. Sanjay Dutt wasn't one of them. So a lot of cool, interesting interviews. And yourself too, Court, on those podcasts. You can find that stuff on iTunes or just visit MLW.com. Court, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. I hope you got your significant other there a couple of Valentine's roses and chocolates and all that stuff.
Yeah, I got her taken care of. She's hooked up good.
Yeah. If not, we're gonna get it hard tonight. If not, huh?
Oh no, man. I have a lot of experience with this. I'm good.
Court, a pleasure to have you again. Court, hey, from president of MLW. Check out MLW.com. You can check out the cool podcast, and we will be in contact, sir. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thanks, Court, for having me.
Court, have a blessed Valentine's Day.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. We'll be in contact. Thank you. All right. Well, good job, Lorraine.
Thank you.
You know, that's a good job. You're so much better than this bum of Stephen Cage. He's so boring, isn't he?
Well, you know, he's definitely different. I'll put it that way.
He sure is. He sure is, and he sure is boring as heck. So I just can't wait till finally we get rid of this guy. And he apologized to you and all of the fans. Lorraine, let's go for a quick break. And we will be right back with more on The Roman Show. And guys, head on over to Twitter at RomanDH. Tweet your message to your Valentine. We'll read it on the air. And also call in live, 714-868-0222. 714-868-0222 is the number. Call in and wish your Valentine a very happy Valentine's Day. We'll be right back, guys.
This is Jesse Neal, guys. And you better keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, I'm Badass Billy Gunn.
And we're the Headbangers, Thrasher and
Mosh. And you're listening to The Roman Show, and keep listening.
And that is so loud, but if you don't, we still got two words for you.
Oh, suck it.
Or you suck.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. catch up on all interviews in the past the Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out the Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Yo, high five. Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion, and you, are you monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing.
And we are back with more Roman Show. Lorraine, it's been a pleasure to have you here as co-host again. I really appreciate you coming on here. I know that you were enjoying some Valentine's Day lunch. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got out there enjoying?
I'm sorry. What was that?
What are you enjoying this lunch? Because I'll be honest. Since we're on. By the way, I love this time. Instead of being so late at 10 p.m., I'm enjoying here some Organo Gold coffee, trying to get me through the rest of the day. And just had me some aloe vera. But what are you, did you just have lunch?
Actually, no, I'm waiting for the wonderful dinner my daughter's making. She's making chicken parmesan and garlic bread and spaghetti.
Delicious, I can't wait. You must excuse me again. I'm enjoying this lunch here and doing the radio show, so it's exactly super cool. Let's take some quick phone calls as we're going to get a hold now of Short Sleeve Samson of Micro Championship Wrestling, Lorraine. But let's take some quick phone calls here. Maybe some of these guys want to wish their Valentine a very happy Valentine's Day today. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Caller?
Hey, how are you? How's everything going for you?
All right, and yourself, what's your name?
My name is Goldito.
Hey, Goldito, how are you? You want to wish a Valentine's Day to your significant other?
Yes, yes. Happy Valentine's to everyone. I just got one question to ask you, and it's actually about wrestling.
Sure.
I'm a big time of fan of the females, and I think WWE should give the more shine, more matches, more time in a match for WWE divas than the fellas. The fellas get more spotlight. And I think it's pretty unfair because the fellas, you know, get more than 5 minutes or 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think WWE should actually let the woman wrestle a little more longer. You know, and I'm a type of guy that I actually love watching wrestling. And wrestling, you know, it's a very big thing for me, you know, especially coming from all of my friends from Long Branch, New Jersey.
Absolutely. No, you're definitely right.
You know,
they should give them. They're going to have a big fight this match coming up with Beth Phoenix and on the Elimination Chamber. So hopefully that bout is going to be good as the title will be put up the line. And that's the daughter of Jimmy Snuka. So she looks good. She looks in great shape. Hopefully they're going to go. And then on the TNA side, the Knockouts, they have a great women's division. You got to check that out. And there's also some other full, complete women's professional wrestling you could check out. But absolutely. Alrighty, sir.
My question to
sure. Go ahead.
My question is to ask you, what do you think about the WWE doesn't give that much time for the females? Like, what's your opinion about it, if you don't mind me asking right now?
Sure. I think they should give a little more with time as they build that side of it. You know, WrestleMania is coming along, so they want to focus more on the John Cena, the Rock, the CM Punk, the Chris Jericho. But I think after WrestleMania, they're going to give a little bit more time to the ladies. I think that they have great talent. They have several women. Natalya, great talent. Alicia Fox, she has come up big. So it's just a matter of time to hopefully we see some of these ladies. Lorraine, what do you think about that? You're a lady yourself.
To be honest, I really do wish that they would give the women more time. They're so quick in the ring that it's kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Lorraine, let's take this quick phone call, Lorraine, as we got to move quickly here. Carter, you're at the end of the Roman Show.
Yes. Is this your local woman?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Well, my name is Dave Goldstein, and I'm the attorney law for Mr. Stephen Regal Cage.
What? What's going on? Lori, what the heck is going on here?
Yes, you heard me.
What?
I am.
This guy seems like he's
going to
have a heart attack on the show. Sir, are you okay?
I am representing Stephen Cage.
Stephen,
I am demanding that you put on Stephen Cage on the air.
We kicked that guy out of here until he apologized to all of my fans, to all of our fans, like Lorraine. He will not be allowed in this program.
Hold on, Mr. Roman. Listen, you finish talking right now. You shut up. You listen to my attorney. My attorney, by law, said that you have to have me on the show. You either do it or we're going to take this to legal action. And how dare you, Mr. Goldstein, say my middle name? I told you not to say my middle name as Reginald.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, I read over his contract, and it doesn't say that no one in the Roman show can kick him out.
What?
Or have a special guest like Lorraine on the air.
What? Well, wait a second, Mr. Goldstein. First and foremost, why don't you leave that cave you're in, go outside in an open air so I can understand you quickly, because either you're about to have a heart attack, or I have no idea where you're at, or maybe you should change your service provider, because I can't understand you. Number two, I need to see some proper documentation until I allow this punk of Stephen Cage on this program. Right now, I have Lorraine as my co-host.
It does not matter, Mr. Roman. You do not need anything. I got my attorney, Mr. Goldstein, here on the line, and you need to have me on the show, or else we will see you in court. It's your choice.
Lorraine, I apologize. I didn't know this clown was going to call in.
Hey, there's one more thing.
What?
You want papers? Next week, we'll show you some papers, and you're going to apologize to everybody on the show to bring back Stephen Cage.
That is
exactly.
Baloney. That is absurd. This is ridiculous. This is ludicrous.
You,
this is a slap to the face to Lorraine. You have ruined my Organo Gold coffee and my aloe vera.
Mr. Roman, now the tables have turned on you. You either apologize next week for what you have done to me this week, or else we'll see you in court. And trust me, you do not have the money for this suit that I got for you.
Lorraine, I apologize. I guess just for now, being the sick that it is Valentine's Day, I don't want to get angry here. I'm going to stay cool and calm. Namaste. I'm going to do my little yoga here. Lorraine, I guess for just for right now, the remaining of the show, we're going to have this punk on the line. And again, my true apologies, Lorraine.
That's okay, no problem.
Why are you apologizing to Lorraine? It's lucky enough that, you know, that she, God forsaken me. Who would want to even have Lorraine as a Valentine?
Hey, why
you know,
are
you
watching the young lady?
And who would want to have you? God forsake that Kathy girl. God forsaken that Kathy girl. You are the most selfish human being I know, Mr. Roman.
You
know what?
Pathetic, sir.
Everyone should be requesting me to be their Valentine, because I will give them the pleasure that they don't receive from their men.
Okay, if you ever get tired of crying?
I am not crying. I am stating facts.
Guys, let's get a hold of Short Sleeve Samson. I can't take this garbage. By the way, the lines are packed, and unfortunately, we're talking to Cage. And Florina, I apologize. I really honestly do.
That's okay, Mr. Roman. You don't have to apologize for him.
Can't believe I have to smile. Ruined my Organigold.
Nope.
Hey, Sam, how are you? Welcome to the Roman Show.
Thanks, bro. How you doing, man?
Good, good. You're on with Lorraine as our special co-host today on Valentine's Day, and Stephen Cage. Sam, it's a pleasure to have you, better known as Short Steve Samson of Micro Championship Wrestling. First and foremost, how are you feeling out today? We just found out, we got word that Micro Championship Wrestling will be in South Florida, including March 17th at the Hard Rock. Tell me about coming down here to South Florida, Sam.
Oh, first of all, I just want to say thanks very much for having me on and everything. It's definitely a pleasure, and happy Valentine's Day to all you guys, as well as all the listeners out there. Let me just say, I mean, be able to come down in South Florida. It's going to be in Hollywood, Florida, to be exact, at the Hard Rock, the original Hard Rock, where it all started. Let me tell you, it's going to be one explosive show, and the way it's being booked and the way the show is being put together, from my understanding, this will be a show that the fans will not want to miss. This will definitely be a huge show.
And guys can check out mcwusa.usa for ticket information. Now, Sam, you've had a lot of experience in the pro wrestling world. WWE, you've done some work for them as the mini Undertaker and the mini Kurt Angle. And then now you're doing with MCW. You've appeared on True TV. Tell me, working with the MCW on True TV as a reality show, how different is this compared to your average World Wrestling Entertainment or TNA TV taping or filming?
Oh, it's completely different. It really is. Because, first of all, you're working with a great company in micro wrestling, but you're working with a bunch of guys that on any independent show or, you know, even for, you know, the big feds, whether it's WWE or TNA, you know, because of, you know, everybody being a midget wrestler and everything, everybody's used to being a star. Everybody's used to being able to walk into a locker room or being built on a show, and they're an instant superstar, whether people know who they are or not. Now you have a federation that is put together and assembled with the best midget talent that there is in this business today, and this is where, you know, egos have to come into check and attitudes have to be, you know, sometimes corrected because of the fact that, you know, everybody's on equal level, equal caliber, and no longer is it because of the fact that, you know, you're a little guy or because of the fact that, you know, this may be who your dad was or this may be some experience that you've had in the business. Now it's where the rubber meets the road and the talent speaks for itself. And, you know, it was a great opportunity, but, you know, it was definitely different than anything I've ever done in WWE or TNA or, you know, in any indie fed I've ever worked for.
And, Sam, I saw one of the episodes there that not only are you talented as a pro wrestler, but you're also talented in the rap game, huh?
I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, I've done for a little bit. Before I got into wrestling, I was actually doing some writing my own material and songs and putting some tracks together with a buddy of mine and all. And then when I got into wrestling, I wanted to be able to do something that wasn't being done out there at the time. And you know, so 14 years ago, on my way to an indie show, I actually sat down and put together a few lines and all and started rapping for my ring entrance. And, you know, it just kind of took off from there. And then, ironically, a few years after that, we started seeing John Cena do it, you know, for WWE. So, but yeah, you know, it's something different. Want to bring some energy to the fans and some entertainment value to the show and everything. And I think it's, you know, definitely helped me stand out from all the other wrestlers.
And Sam, I think the most important thing is here, the, you know, Microchip Championship Wrestling, and we actually spoke behind the scenes about as far as whether I should call it midget wrestling or little people wrestling, but you said it's okay with that term? And I'd like to hear from your own words.
Well, no. Well, here's the thing, you know, is the word midget politically correct? This day and age, no, it's not. Some people are offended by it, and other people don't mind it. Technically, am I a midget? No, I'm not. I'm actually considered to be a dwarf. But here's the thing. In wrestling, to call it anything different other than midget wrestling, people are not going to know what you're talking about. To have a ring announcer go out there during a wrestling show and say, okay, it's time for a special attraction, it's time for your main event, whatever the match is built for, we are going to have little people wrestling. You're automatically going to start thinking that a bunch of kids are going to come into the ring. Or do you sit there and say, okay, we're going to have vertically challenged wrestlers? It doesn't hold the same meaning. To sit there and say, okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for midget wrestling. Everybody knows what you're talking about. Every single person. You know, and with micro wrestling, MCW, they've actually taken it, you know, even a step further by not using the word midget in their promotion or how the product is identified, but instead they call it micro. So, you know, it's something we're also trying to get out there as well, because trying to be sensitive to the people that may be offended or, you know, may not like the word midget. But in my personal thing, to sit there and say anything else other than midget wrestling, people are not going to know what you're saying.
Gotcha. Now, Michael Championship Wrestling, you work with legends in this company. Hulk Hogan, one of the nasty boys, Brian Knobs. Tell me the experiences. Are you trained by some of these guys? Do they teach you a couple of stuff out there? Who's your head trainer over there, Michael Championship Wrestling?
Well, I mean, to work for Micro and to be on the show with, you know, Brian Knobs from the Nasty Boys was definitely interesting, especially when the cameras were on. Hulk Hogan, I mean, come on, Hulk Hogan, he is synonymous to this business. See, I mean, you could definitely give him the credit and say that this business is what it is today because of him, because he definitely helped revolutionize, you know, the way we perceive wrestling today. As far as receiving any training from them in the ring, not necessarily in the ring, but to talk to them, especially when the cameras were off, and to be able to, you know, pick their brains and to listen to what they have to say or to, you know, drop ideas or suggestions or have them give you ideas or suggestions. Come on, I mean, where else can you get that type of knowledge and wisdom? And then at the same time, we also, you know, have working for us directly Pat Tanaka, who happens to be, in my opinion, probably one of the best workers, although, you know, maybe not recognized as that. And, you know, whether it's, you know, before a show starts, to be able to get some ideas of, you know, how we're going to put the show together or put a match together, or to, you know, even get new ideas from, you know, maybe things that he's done throughout his, you know, 25, 30-year career. I mean, wisdom and knowledge like that is priceless.
Lorraine, you have a question for Sam?
Yes. I wanted to know what kind of criticism have you faced becoming a wrestler, if any?
Honestly, I think for me personally, although I wouldn't really say it would be criticism, but probably the biggest challenge I had to face when I first got into wrestling was with my parents. And mostly because my mom, her dad was actually a midget wrestler back in the 60s, and he went by the name of Diamond Jim Brady. And with her growing up and what she experienced through him, you know, she would remember him coming home at night all beaten up and bruised and bloody, and, you know, later on having, you know, medical complications and problems. So when I got into the business, she was really opposed to it because of the fact that she didn't want to see me subject myself to any of that. And in all honesty, it was probably close to 3 years of me wrestling before my parents even went to see me wrestle for the very first time at a show. And I think it was from that point and after that point, as well as they have seen, you know, the road I've taken and the choices I've made and the opportunities that I've had, whether it is working for WWE or TNA or being having the opportunity to travel or work for Micro Wrestling and be on TV with them. Now, you know, it went from a negative to a positive, and they happen to be probably my biggest supporters and fans I can possibly have.
Noreen?
That's good.
You have another question, Noreen?
Yes. Who has been your most challenging opponent?
My most talented opponent? Wow.
Challenging, yes.
Challenging, you said, or talented?
Challenging.
That's really hard because, you know what, I think almost every opponent I've had has been challenging because everybody comes with a different style, you know. And with myself, I don't just wrestle other midget wrestlers. I'll also wrestle big guys. And, I mean, that's a huge challenge as well because the fact that you may have to change up your style or the way that you may be able to wrestle against one person is not the same way that you can wrestle up against somebody else. So I honestly say, I mean, from the top of my head, I really can't pick just one particular person because of the fact that, again, every person that I have wrestled has their own unique talents, their own unique abilities, and it's just making sure that I can be able to make whatever adjustments and adaptations possible to not only be able to wrestle them, to put on a good show, and, you know, to walk away from a match without being hurt or injured.
And Sam, midget wrestling, a lot of people sit there and ha ha ha, look at the little guy. But can you tell the listeners how serious it is, how serious the training it is for a guy like you and the challenges that you face with it, just like you had mentioned?
Oh, it's real serious, actually. I mean, there are some guys out there in this business that have been able to, I'm going to say, skate by because the fact that they are a gimmick and, you know, people put them on the show and they've never taken the time to actually be trained and to learn this business the way it should be learned. But it is because the fact that I took the time, I went to a wrestling school, I got trained. And the one thing that I appreciate from the two guys that trained me was they didn't train me to just sit there and go into the ring and do a couple of ha-ha slapstick antics to make the crowd laugh and go home. I was trained the same way as any other guy or any other girl would be trained. And I had to sit there and take those big bumps and to take those big falls and to take the body slams and the suplexes and the power slams and everything. And, you know, I weigh half, if not a third, as what most of the guys that's in this business say weigh. So I'm beating up my body a whole lot more. And, you know, but yet I'm doing this because of the fact that I have such a passion and such a desire for it that no matter what obstacles I have to overcome, I'm going to do it. Now, as far as, you know, people realizing what we go through, you know, I've broken bones. I've been, you know, had surgeries and everything because of this business. So it's just because of the fact that people may think wrestling is fake, it is far from fake. And, I mean, just take one fall on your back and tell me it doesn't hurt. Well, we take more than just one fall in a match. We take several. And yet we have to condition our body to be able to take that beating night after night.
Cage, you have a question for Sam?
Thank you for having me. And Mr. Sam, pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you. Here's my question.
Well, let me ask you real quick, Sam. Do you recall ever watching WrestleMania 3 by any chance?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I think
okay.
I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
Exactly. The famous tag match, which I believe kind of started, if I may quote this, midget pro wrestling in around the world when the WWE, at that time WWF, gave them pay-per-view spot with Hillbilly Jim and King Kong Bundy. Well, let me get to my point is, basically, do you think like that kind of entertainment is what wrestling is missing today, where you get... You know, you have situations where you have these little people like Little Beaver who had the courageous guts to attack King Kong Bundy, and then you see the hero in Hillbilly Jim save Little Beaver. Do you think that's kind of what entertainment is missing nowadays?
You know what? That's, first of all, that's a great question and an excellent observation. I think that it is missing that on WWE and TNA because you don't see that. But if you go to any good independent wrestling show, it's happening. Mm-hmm. It's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to be on a couple of shows this weekend in New Jersey. And, you know, every time I go down there, work down there, it's stuff like that you see, whether it is doing a mixed tag or, you know, a David and Goliath type match and everything. So to answer your question, yes, I agree. This business is lacking it, but it's lacking it in the big companies, and I would love to see that again, and I totally agree with you. I think the fans would love to see that again, too.
Yeah, because I remember just towards the end of the match, after King Kong Bundy dropped the elbow on poor little Beaver, that's when you saw the little people ganging out as one to join in together as one, and then you see Hillbilly Jim save the day as the top face. So I believe, like you, you know, that's kind of what entertainment is losing nowadays. That's how they got the fans to say, I'm going to get off my chair and say, yes, attack King Kong Bundy. But here's my other question, Mr. Samson. You have worked with WWE, as the host said, as the Little Undertaker, even part of that little DX angle where you showed your rear end to millions of viewers.
Yep.
Yes, I remember that one. Would you ever say that you see yourself go back and do another kind of stint with WWE again if they called you for that opportunity?
Oh, I would definitely go back. I mean, I have had a great time as well as appreciated all the opportunities. And I've had several, you know, whether it's The Undertaker or portraying Kurt Angle, the DX, being Hornswoggle's lawyer. We did a mini Spirit Squad, I mean, and a few other ones over the years. And you know what? I appreciate it every time that WWE has contacted me to do these parodies or anything. And, of course, it's fun. It's entertaining, you know? So when I go back, I'd go back in a heartbeat.
Oh, nice.
Guys, check
okay.
out NCW here at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. So that's going to be a lot of fun out there. Check out it.
Oh,
could we possibly see Hogan out there?
From what I understand, I believe Hogan will be there for this show.
And is this going to be a filming for True TV as well, Sam?
At this time, no. At this time, it's just going to be a huge show. The Hard Rock has basically spared no expense as far as, you know, making this a great night of wrestling for the fans, as well as, you know, micro. It's like we're coming in with guns blazing and everything's cocked and loaded and ready to go. So at this time, I don't know of anything as far as it being a TV taping, but I do know that it's going to be a show that the fans will not be disappointed in should they go.
That is great. Sam, let's take a question here from some of the fans who are on the line. They're also going to possibly give a shout-out to the Valentine's Day. But let's see. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. You have a question for Short Sleeve Samson of Micro Championship Wrestling. Caller?
Hello.
The next one. All right, caller, you're on the air. Hello? All right, let's try one more here. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show with Short Sleeve Samson. You have a
Hello?
Question?
Yes, my question is, how does it feel to be a midget, to be part of a show of wrestling business? Like, what is the feel that, like, the fans think about? Like, what do you really think about of wrestling or pro wrestling, sir?
What do I think about pro wrestling and how does it feel to be on a show that's about
that.
Pro wrestling?
I didn't get that question.
Yes,
go ahead, repeat it, caller.
And also, actually you might go to a show, an NWS show. And it is great to see. I'm actually excited to meet you.
Well, thank you. So you're going to come to the shows in one of the shows in New Jersey this weekend?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, please make sure you introduce yourself to me. But how does it feel to be in a great wrestling show? It feels great. I love it. It's a great opportunity, and you know, it's nice to be able to work with people that have the same passion and dedication to this business as what, you know, I do. So, as always, it's awesome.
Great. Well, Sam, I don't want to take too much time off your hands. if you don't mind, you don't mind giving us a quick plug here on the air?
Not at all. Not at all.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, let's just go this way. Because Short Sleeve Stanson's in the house, no doubt I'm going to shout out, knock somebody out. I've got the power of the hour. All my opponents, I'm going to devour, because if you wrestle me, you will rest in peace. Receive the inchworm and you'll know defeat. My enemies will need a remedy when the referee counts 1, 2, 3. So now when I say Short Sleeve, you say Samson. Short Sleeve.
Samson.
It's midget time. And listen, you guys right now are watching The Roman Show here live with Short Sleeve Samson.
Thank you, Short. And, we look forward to meeting you on March 17th out here at Hollywood Hard Rock and Casino in South Florida. It's going to be a trip. We're definitely going to make sure that we get you on camera and film you, ask you a couple of questions. But it's been a pleasure to have you here in the program, sir.
Well, no, thank you very much. And you guys have been great. And it's nice to actually be able to sit down and to talk with some true professionals. So thank you so much, and I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Sam. And Sam, where can people follow you via Twitter or Facebook or your website, or if anybody wants to book you?
On my Facebook, they can follow me. My Facebook is Short Sleeve Samson. And I do have a Twitter, and it is AWE Samson. And these are actually done by me. I'm the one that's on them. So, fans, please feel free to, send me any questions or anything. Just if I don't accept your friend request, please don't be offended by it. I'm actually at limit right now. And last I checked, I had like over 600 requests in my inbox waiting. So please don't be offended if I don't accept your friend request. I'm already at limit. But you can always message me, whether it's on Facebook or on Twitter, and I will get back to each and every one.
Great, Sam. You got to start that fan page. That's how you get some more of the fans.
Yeah, right now I'm finding it hard enough, though, just to manage these two. So I need to make sure I get these down before I take on a third responsibility, you know?
Sam, always a pleasure to talk to you. You're always welcome on the show, and we'll see you March 17th, sir.
I look forward to it. Again, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And check out Sam there in Hollywood, Florida, March 17th. That's for Micro Championship Wrestling, and you can check out the show. Just check your local listings for the program on True TV. MCWUSA.US. MCWUSA.US is the website to find out ticket information on purchasing your entrance to see Short Sleeve Samson, one of the most charismatic and talented, as he likes to call himself, midget pro wrestlers out there right now as we speak. If we have seen him in action in the World Wrestling Entertainment, and right now currently on TV on Micro Championship Wrestling. Lorraine!
Yes.
Exciting stuff from Sam, huh?
Oh, most definitely.
Absolutely. How about, unfortunately, you, Cage, you punk?
Listen, you could call me punk as much as you want, but next week, next Tuesday at 5 p.m., you better be saying you're sorry, or else I'm going to place a nice little sue on you that you can't even afford. So it's your call, Mr. Roman.
Whatever. Hey, let's go to a quick commercial as we're going to get a hold of Johnny Knockout's controversial opinion, who I don't think is going to be a controversial opinion. It's going to be a controversial statement. We'll be right back with more of The Roman Show. And guys, call in right now, 714-868-0222 is the number. Call us up or tweet us at RomanDH, and we will read your Valentine message on the air right now. 714-868-0222 at RomanDH on Twitter, or you can write it via the chat room. We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thanks, girl. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show.
What's up, this your boy Kimo Slice, and if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that man, you'll be alright, you'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph Roman. This your boy Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys out there in the Roman Show. On behalf of the entire Roman Show family, happy Valentine's Day to yourself. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this day, whether you're at work or you're home or you just got that shipment from GoProFlowers.com. I guess I just gave him a free plug. Wherever you are, or you went to CVS and grabbed yourself a couple of bonbons, whatever it is, I'm hoping all you guys are enjoying your Valentine's Day. Lorraine, you and I are not enjoying our Valentine's Day because we got this punk Stephen Cage on the line, unfortunately. It was just supposed to be you and me. You know that, right, Lorraine?
Yeah, I know that, but unfortunately he boo-hooed, his way in, so.
As a matter, what's this fax I'm receiving? What the heck is this?
Can you just quiet down? We're going to take a quick phone call from one of the fans. Caller, you're on the air on the Roman Show. Caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the Roman Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air on the Roman Show.
Yeah, hi. How are you, Rodolfo?
Great, great. And yourself? You have a question to our host or some of our past?
Yeah, no, I just want to say that was a great, great interview you had. You really have a future in this, let me tell you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And what's your name?
Listen, I'm just here enjoying a hot cup of organic gold. The Gourmet Cafe Mocha?
Yes.
That is some good stuff, let me tell you.
I'm
addicted to it. I am addicted to it.
Your Valentine here, a very special Valentine's Day today?
Yeah, actually, that was my call. I'm in a bit of a conundrum here.
Conundrum.
Listen,
nice
last
word.
Week. I'm sorry?
That's a nice word.
Oh, thank you. Last week, my girl, she got herself the gift,
uh-huh.
a Valentine's gift.
Okay.
Now, in my position, am I supposed to buy her another gift?
I'm going to let Lorraine. Lorraine, what do you think about this?
Well, personally, as a woman, I don't really buy my own gifts. But if I did, I think if you got her at least a little something to say that you were personally thinking of her, I think
how
that
little, how little is little though?
Some flowers, a card, maybe a box of chocolate.
But we spent over $150 on this gift though.
It's great. Well, I'm sure you're calling from your office line there because I see all the background noise there. So. Caller, I hope you enjoy the rest of your Valentine's Day. And make sure you keep your job and you can buy your wife a very nice gift, as Lorraine suggested. Thank you so very much for calling in. Now let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Caller. All right. Now, Cage, why do I have you here? You said you received a fax.
Yeah, and it's from the producer, and I'm not liking this because again, your damn producer that you hired, George Alonso, keeps on stealing my goddamn job. He's telling me. You remember that he posted on the fan page that the Roman Show VIP pass was coming?
Yeah.
Well, he just quoted here on the facts for me to announce it that he didn't want you to announce it. He wanted me to announce it because it has to do with my job of co-hosting. He said that the VIP pass will give each member once every 2 weeks to be a special co-host on the show. What is this?
Yes! Thank goodness for that freaking producer I hired. That is awesome, Lorraine. That's the best Valentine's gift I could ever receive.
What is this? This is an outrage. You people keep on screwing with me. What is this? Now we're going to have a Lorraine every 2 weeks? Like a Rainy, a Lorraine, a Yaisel. What is this?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm so totally cool with that. I think this is the best news that I have heard all day today. And I'm thrilled, man.
Wait a minute. I'm getting another fire.
I think it's
Oh, come on. This is another outrage. I just got another fax. Your producer hates me, Mr. Roman. And I might be suing him. But he wanted me to make the announcement that Lorraine is now going to be known that...
You okay?
Okay, George wanted me to say that Lorraine Knockout is going to... I can't believe this.
Hurry up. I got a bunch of people on the line.
She's going to be our initial member of the Roman family, so being as it may, she's going to have 1 year for free as a Roman Show VIP Pass member. This is ridiculous.
Yes. No more kids. Excited, and guys, if you feel you like the excitement here in the Roman Show Pro Wrestling, don't remember to listen. Remember to listen tomorrow night, Wednesday at 10 p.m., as we will be talking mixed martial arts, and we will be live as UFC on Fuel number one is airing live on Fuel TV. So we'll be talking the fights. We're going to have Gilbert Ivo, a UFC veteran, on the show. We're going to talk some fights with him. And you never know what else is going to happen on the program. Let's take a quick phone call here. Caller, you're on the air in the Roman Show. Caller, you're on the air.
Rolfo.
Hey.
Rolfo Roman.
Si.
Oye, a mí me gusta el programa tuyo. A mí me gusta el programa tuyo. Es que tú eres bueno.
Ah, gracias, gracias.
No, tú eres bueno. Me gusta la voz tuya. Tú eres muy elocuente. De verdad. De verdad, te deseo mucho éxito.
Gracias. We got listeners all the way in Cuba. We are just expanding by the minute, Lorraine.
Lorraine, you don't deserve this 1 year pass.
Sure she does. Heck yeah, she does.
Apparently the producer does believe I do, so I want to thank George. That's the best Valentine's gift I could get from anybody.
Bob, that's it. Let's get a hold of Johnny Knockout, who's going to, well... I'm just going to let him do the talking because...
Johnny Knockout does not deserve this segment. Lorraine doesn't deserve this. I'm fed up with this.
Johnny Knockout, sir, welcome to the Roman Show. Are we ready for the controversial opinion?
Oh, I'm more than ready. I'm 2 weeks ready. But before I go ahead and do that, I think it's only proper to congratulate my friend, my family, and that is Lorraine Knockout. I'm being the co-host, special co-host, on this Valentine's Day edition of the Roman Show. So congratulations to you, Lorraine.
All right, Lorraine.
Thank you, Daddy. Happy Valentine's Day.
That being said...
Would you just like listening to Cage all disappointed?
I feel like that being said...
I'll wait.
Go ahead, Knockout.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from lovely Lorraine, but controversial opinion is that, thank you very much for your blessing. So, normally happy and carefree and debonair attitude of Johnny Knockout and the controversial opinion is about to take a 180-degree twist right now because I am very, very, very pissed off Johnny Knockout this week. so I'll get right to it. All the fans of the Johnny Knockout Army, all the fans on the Twitter, on the Facebook, any social media outlet they've been contacting with me have known about an upcoming matchup that I was supposed to have on February 25th. Now, you know, a lot of people might say, hey, you know what, don't give anybody the plug, don't give anybody the notice. Well, I'll tell you what, there's no erasing history, number one. For the amount of time that I've pushed this show, for the amount of time that I've put my heart, my mind, my body, and my soul into plugging away, not just for myself, but for other people in this world. It pisses me off, it displeases me. Any synonym that you can attach to a displeasure, the word displeasure, you know, you guys can go ahead and fill it in on your own. But on February 25th, I was supposed to work for Family Wrestling Entertainment in New York City. And I was supposed to be getting my retribution and gaining a major championship. Not just for myself, but for us all, the JKO Army. This is not a publicity stunt. This is not a means to get people to go see this guy's show. And many people might say, hey, Johnny Knockout, well, you're pretty damn stupid if you're going to go ahead and mention the company's name. No, I'm not stupid because of that. I'm a very pissed off individual that, you know what, this doesn't just happen to somebody in my business of pro wrestling. There's a lot of scumbags in this business. But this goes out to all the JKO Army and anybody out there listening that may be with us down the line in the future. I want you guys to know that when you put your body, when you put your mind into something, when you put your heart and your passion into anything that you do, stay true to yourself. I want you guys to continue doing that because you know something, regardless of the outcome, you got to put yourself out there. But all I want to get across to everybody is that when you put your 50% in, and hell, even if it's more than 50%, I have done the groundwork for this guy. And by the way, this guy's name is Jordan Schneider. So anybody that plans on ever getting contact from this company or from the guy personally, I want you guys to know what you're getting yourself into ahead of time. This is not bitterness talking. This is very pissed off, by the way. This is not a case of sour grapes. This is a case of reality, and that's what I'm all about. I don't sit behind a computer. I don't go out in person, and I don't claim to be something that I'm not. I'm not a con artist. I'm not a fake. I'm a very real individual that puts my mind and my body for everybody. My JKO Army, and I know this is Valentine's Day, I know it's supposed to be a happy day, and believe me, this is me being happy right now. I love my JKO Army, they're my family, but when they get cheated, these people have paid their hard-earned money ahead of time. I've had people cancel international travel to places like Puerto Rico, people that have book publishing that they need to go set up meetings so that they can further their careers, but they were so excited to come see me and come see a show that was supposed to be beneficial to their day and their month, and that's just cheated from them, that's taken away. I'm sorry, when you pay for something, you're supposed to be given something that was advertised and that was promised and that was intended. And you know something, on that day, I had plans that I was going to show up anyway because at least for me, I'm going to give people what they deserve and what they paid for and what they wanted to see. But when you got somebody with no balls, a gutless coward, that just wants to rob people from that. Well, you know something? I'll be the guy that stands up to change that. You know, there's an old saying that goes, you know, be the change that you want to see in this world. I'm going to be that change that I want to see in the pro wrestling business. And like I said, this is not for publicity. This is not for just attention. This is, honestly, this is for people that they should know that, you know what, they have a choice in doing something. Now, I've told these people they could demand their refunds. It's entirely up to them what they want to do. But I see a lot of people that are intimidated, people that don't feel like they have a choice in the matter. And you know something? They do. And I'm not going to stand idly by anymore. You know what? There's going to be promoters listening to this. There's going to be wrestlers that are going to be listening to this. And you know something? Maybe for once in their lives, they may not just worry about what politics are going to do for them. You know, George Carlin once said, and he's somebody I truly admire, and I honestly had a chance to meet the guy. I was very happy for that. But he says, I never let my politics guide my comedy. My comedy guided my politics. You guys are still with me?
Yeah, we're still here.
We're here.
Okay, because I got called waiting with a similar number. I thought maybe it was you guys. I thought maybe I streamed so loud that the phone shut off. But basically what I'm saying to you guys is that you're going to get people, you're going to go out and you're going to do things because you feel that that's right in your heart. I'm not asking you to change that. I'm just saying that if people are not willing to give you that 50% in return, I'm not talking about a 51-49%. I'm telling you guys to stay true to who you are, but don't give more than you have to. Especially when, you know, I never got a thank you in return for doing these things. And like I said, I don't want to sound bitter, and I don't want to sound like I'm complaining. I want to make a point to everybody out there listening that they know that, you know, they should be respected in return. And you know something? You know, people deserve to know that this all happened because I was trying to get T-shirts made for the JK Army because they were anticipating it. They were asking for it. Hell, even the clients I work with in the city are also my fans. I meet people everywhere I go. I don't have to be asked to promote something. I don't have to be asked to go out and do something. I do this. I'm not getting any extra money for it. I'm not getting any extra pat on the back. In fact, I never once got a thank you. I do this because I feel this is right in my heart, and this is right for people. And I'm for the people. And I, like I said, I'm not saying this to be political. But you know something? If this garners more attention from the right people and the good people, good, I'm happy. All I'm saying is that, you know, people should not be cheated. Something was advertised. No matter if I don't like the guy, no matter if I want to smack this guy in the mouth and knock teeth down his throat, or if I want to hold him up against the wall by his throat, because that's what he deserves. But hell, we're not living in the 50s, right? So you can't get away with that crap anymore. People should be handled. I was going to go there personally, but you know something? On that day, I'm inviting the whole JKO Army for a gathering elsewhere. When they get their money back, they can come meet me somewhere else. I'm actually working on a venue where we can get everybody together. There'll be 8x10s, there'll be autographs, there'll be the T-shirts, because you know something? I am going to get those T-shirts made elsewhere. You know, and this is a business too, you know, but more than just a business, this is something that's important to me. This is a, you know, something more than just making money, putting money in my pocket. I'm not getting rich off this. You know, but I want to know that at least where I go, I'm not going to be controlled. I'm not going to be a person that, you know, other people think that they can control. I'm a pretty fair individual. But when I don't get that in return, I think something should be said. So I've been pissed off for the last week, going back and forth. And you know something? All this happened because I was looking out for the fans' best interest. Not my own, because if it was just for my own, I wouldn't have said nothing. The people wouldn't have got what they wanted, and I would have just showed up, collected some money, beat some guy's ass, and went home. But I tell you what, you know, this has only done nothing but motivate me. I have more bookings that will be announced. In fact, I have one coming up this Saturday, and as soon as I get confirmation from the promoter, I'll put that on the website. You know, and moving forward, you know, this is only going to motivate me more to get to Ring of Honor, and then from there get to the World Wrestling Entertainment, or WWE, whatever they call themselves these days. But I'm not going to be tied down. I'm not going to be told and proclaimed to be something that I'm not. I'm real. I'm for the people, and I believe in doing the right thing. So at least you're going to get that from me. And this is not to disrespect any of the guys that currently work for that company, because there are some good guys in that locker room. So I'm not biased.
Well, Johnny,
but there are also some scumbags that need to be put in their place. And that's
Johnny,
all I'm saying.
I hope you were able to take that off your chest, and we'll be back next week with a controversial opinion. I know you wanted to get off that chest, and I know you got a lot of this stuff out of your chest, but happy Valentine's, man, dude.
Yes, okay, so we're coming to that part of the conversation. Let me just finish off by saying that, yes, although I'm very intense and I'm very pissed off right now, I'm a very loving person. I love people. Just at small increments. But
wait,
on this Valentine's Day, 2004, yes.
Where can people email you or call you if you they plan to unbooking you?
Well, if you're looking to book a real man, somebody that's going to give you 101% in that ring, somebody that's going to give you more than you ask of them, you can email me at jknockout@hotmail.com. My agent, publicist, will get in contact with you for bookings.
Great.
You guys still with me?
We've been here,
There's
sir.
There's something wrong with this damn phone. These smartphones are not that smart. They should be called stupid phones. I'm here in beeping. I'm here in lost connections. But on Valentine's, I think it's important, like I say, and for the people, I want to give a special shout-out to Chrissy Kale of Miami, Florida. These are my Valentines, by the way. Nicole Kale of Staten Island, New York.
Shut up, Cage. Rainy KO of Nashville, Tennessee. Jody KO of Moab, Utah. Gigi KO from Florida. And, of course, Lorraine Bastiano knockout of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much for the time. Thank you, ladies, for making me your Valentine. You know, I've had six this year. I think that's fantastic.
And all undeserving.
We're all almost out of time, but thanks, Johnny. We'll be back next week, 10 p.m., with Johnny's controversial opinion. Always a pleasure to have you here, man.
Hopefully I'll be a little bit more calm next week. Can't promise anything.
I'm sure you will. Enjoy the rest
of the
night. You
guys want to book Johnny Knockout? jknockout@hotmail.com. Thank you, Roman. Thank you, Lorraine. Screw you, Cage. Enjoy the rest of the Roman show, guys, and I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you,
Johnny. I just want to let you know real quick that we'll follow you wherever you go.
Awesome, awesome, Lorraine. All right, guys, we're pretty much almost out of time. But
what a bad investment that would be.
Tomorrow night, guys, 10 p.m., the MMA show, Gilbert Ivo. We will be live as UFC Unfueled, number one, will be taking place. We had Jonathan Brookins on the program last week. He'll be fighting. And also an upcoming guest, Wagner Hosha, will be fighting against Brookins. So make sure you tune in tomorrow night on Fuel TV, although some of the fights will be aired on Facebook, including the Brookins and Wagner Hosha. Good luck to both of those guys. And we will be talking all that happens in the UFC tomorrow night. MMA, you can't miss it. And guys, briefly, I want to pass this word here on the latest on Jesse Sorensen, who was injured this past Sunday on TNA's Against All Odds pay-per-view. He was seriously injured. He actually fractured a C1 vertebrae, but he will be okay. It says he's reportedly getting feeling back in his legs, and a full recovery is expected at this time. Thank God for that. This is according to ProWrestling.net. Best of luck to Jesse. We surely do not want to see no wrestler get hurt. We saw the nasty fall that Zack Ryder took yesterday off the ramp on a wheelchair. Boy, I don't know about you, Cage. I know you had some experience in the pro wrestling like myself, but man, I was crossing my fingers Zack Ryder was okay with that fall.
He risked a lot with that one fall alone, and the wheelchair was not helping. So even hardcore legends like Mick Foley sent out a warning of what that kind of bump, which what in wrestling terms we call it,
yep,
could do to your body.
Yep.
So I hope both Zack Ryder and Jesse Sorensen from the Roman Show, if you guys are listening, if you're a fan of theirs or a friend of theirs or a family member of theirs and you're listening to the show, let them know that the Roman Show sends our best wishes for both of their fast recoveries.
Yes, sir. Speedy recovery for both of you guys. Because, boy, I got scared when I saw that knee hit the pavement. I was really, really scared for Zack Ryder and also for Jesse. Hopefully they get a speedy recovery and we'll see him back in action. Cage, since you absolutely stink as a co-host, why don't you just do your job, huh?
Excuse me, Mr. Roman, but you're talking to a professional here. You're not talking to a jobber. I'm not doing my job.
Yes, you are. You're being a jobber. That's what you are. You are a jobber, so do your job like a jobber.
I am not a jobber. Anyway, next Tuesday.
It's a pleasure to have you here as our co-host. Unfortunately, this bum took your spotlight because he called in and requested and said that he had to be on the air. But Lorraine, you were a doll. You were magnificent. And I'd love to have you again as my co-host, Lorraine.
Thank you. I would love that also.
Anything you'd like to say? You want to wish her a Valentine? You want to send her out a special message or hint?
I just want to send out a message to the JKO Army, Johnny, and my family. I wish you a very blessed Valentine's Day, and that's also for you, Mr. Roman. And I'm actually going to say happy Valentine's, Cage.
Awesome. Cage, your final boring thoughts?
Hey, I'm back next week. I better hear an apology from you. On top of that, on Tuesday, by the way, we go live at 5 p.m. with Chikara senior official Bryce Remsburg. Who would ever thought that we would have a Chikara senior official? But anyway, well, yeah, next week, 5 o'clock, tune in to what more special news is. you're going to hear the host apologizing to me,
or else he's going to get a huge lawsuit.
In fact,
make sure you guys keep it tuned on Facebook, because we will be revealing a special location where the Roman Show will be live from. We want to see you there. So tune in next Friday, next Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Cage, unfortunately. But regardless, we will be live. Lorraine, happy Valentine. Cage.
And hold on. Wait.
Token of chocolate, what?
Like us on Facebook. Keep on joining the VIP pass, that the news keeps on coming. Unfortunately, you're going to be entered into a raffle every time you join the VIP pass. You're going to be entered a raffle to win. You have two chances to win co-host every 2 weeks. By all means.
Well, that's it.
Like
us
on Facebook.
Find us on Twitter at RomanDH. Good day.
Yo. Hey, monkey. It's me, DDP. The king of bada bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time world champion. And you. But you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.